Joining us on the line from India, we have Sayantan Bera, who's a journalist focusing on rural India and also who has experience on writing when it comes to the environment and economics. We talk about the decision by the Indian government to ban wheat exports. Sayantan, assalamu alaikum. A very good morning to you and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning, Suleiman. Thanks for having me here.
Give our listeners the background here. Why has India decided to ban wheat exports? What were the factors behind this decision?
Right. So primarily, if we see the government notification, what they have said is that this is primarily meant to tackle the stem the rise in domestic prices for cereals. I mean, food inflation has been soaring, as it is in other countries as well, in the US, in EU, in UK, everywhere food inflation is rising, so it is in India. Now, cereal inflation was quite low and benign in India for a long time, over the past couple of years, but now it is showing an uptick. So wheat prices, for instance, have gone up by 9-10% year on year, retail wheat prices, wholesale wheat prices, have gone up by over 14% year on year. So the government has primarily done it, it says, to ensure local prices, cereal prices are in check, and food inflation is in check. And basically that is the primary reason, to ensure domestic food security. And it was also prompted by the fact that the government usually does a lot of purchases for its food security program. It purchases almost, so the crop size is about 105 to 111 million tons estimated this year. And it procures, it targeted to procure 44 million tons, but it could end up at less than half. It is around somewhere 18 to 19 million tons it's able to procure, a little over 18 million tons as of now. So its own food kitty is low. And it needs it to be supplied. It needs the own wheat supplies for the food security to run the food security program in India, which is massive. About 800 million people depend on subsidized food in India, and the government is seeing that it could procure only half, less than half of what is targeted. So it went into a panic mode and actually banned exports. But the underlying reason for all of this is a lower crop size. So the government estimated in mid-February about 111 million tons of crop size. But after that, we had a terrible heat wave in March, due to which the grain formation got affected and the grains were shriveled. So now the government has revised this estimate down to from 111 to 105. But the trade is estimating anywhere between 95 to 100 or even lower. So there is certainly a shortfall, and India needs about 100, 105 for its own consumption. So I think it was driven also by the climate change-induced drop in production, which the government was late to realize.
Now, we know that farmers are not happy, and then agriculture ministers from the G7 industrial nations or industrialized nations also condemned India's decision over the weekend. Will that put enough pressure on them to reverse the decision, or is it likely to stay for now?
It's very, very unlikely that the Indian government is going to reverse the decision, because if you read the government notification carefully, it says that they have given exemptions to the export ban. The exemptions, number one, is that, well, there is already a formal contract being signed between different parties for export. Those will be honored. Before the 13th of May, any contract which has been signed and backed by a bank guarantee, which is called the letter of credit, those will be honored, number one. And number two, the government is saying to ensure food security in the neighboring countries in South Asia or anywhere in the world, if a request comes from another government, Indian government will try to arrange those supplies. So it looks very, very unlikely that the Indian government is going to export on government-to-government request. And basically, it wants to have a better handle on the trade and control the trade. So there is no free market anymore in wheat trade in India. So the government wants to control it and micromanage it. for it to ensure the domestic prices and food security. Now, coming to your second question very quickly, whether farmers will accept it or not. See, most small and marginal farmers have already sold their produce. It's, we are 1 month, and small and marginal farmers mean, I mean, like 2 to 5 hectares of land they grow, and there are millions of them in India. So they don't have the capacity to hold. And so some of them, like the bigger guys, you know, who farmed in large tracts of land, who are very few, and the local small traders who had who were actually holding the produce in anticipation of higher prices due to the export market and international prices heating up. So they will definitely be at a loss, and they are unhappy about the ban on exports, the suddenness of it. Right. I mean, especially when India was going around telling the world that and scouting for markets, newer markets for wheat exports, and the but I think it was driven and pushed to take this decision to ensure its food security, like other nations have done. Indonesia has put a ban on palm oil exports for the time being. Russia has an export tax on wheat. Argentina has measures in place. China, which is the largest grower of wheat and one of the largest consumers, they haven't been exporting anything. In fact, they have been importing and like stocking up. So I think we are in the middle of a global wave of protectionism, and that will hurt global food security, especially in very poorer countries which are dependent on grain imports, especially in Africa, in the subcontinent of in the continent of Africa, I think.
Very quickly then, how would the government respond to the concern that if everyone started to follow suit and to impose export restrictions or to close markets, that this will actually worsen the crisis?
Well, yes, it is worsening the crisis. We are seeing a global wave of protectionism. And so basically, the governments need to get together to get the free trade back on its feet, right? Or like, because what is happening now is detrimental. You know, India is looking at its own interest, China is looking at its own interest, Indonesia is looking at its own interest. Now the Russia-Ukraine war has blocked supplies from the Black Sea area. You know, so is Latin America. The crop is not good. They're looking at their own interests. So everywhere, the domestic food prices, the way it is rising, everyone is trying to keep a handle on it. So we would, I would expect like the international community and countries to come together to find a solution to it. Because this it can't go like this way, right? But at the same time, you can't blame and single out India. We can't do that because it's also looking at its own interests, like other countries are doing. So there is obviously a need for greater international dialogue and cooperation to ensure that at a global level we don't end up with a humanitarian crisis, not just anywhere in the world, you know, which is happening. Right. Well,
Sayantan, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Go on.
Yeah, you too. Thank